search for the next president of the Universities of Wisconsin is underway after the system's Board of Regents fired former president Jay Rothman last month in a unanimous vote.
Rothman has stated that he was given no reason for his termination. Regents have disputed that claim, with two regents telling the legislature that there were substantial reasons for his firing and that Rothman was aware ahead of time.
Amy Bogus joins us to talk about how the state university system is moving forward. She's president of the Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents. Regent Bogus, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's start with this search now for a new president of the Universities of Wisconsin. The Board of Regents announced the formation of the search committee just earlier this month. Big picture, what are you looking for in a system president?
We're excited, by the way, and we're looking for a transformative leader for the future of higher education in this state. We are looking for a leader that has many qualities, including some political astuteness, consensus building, someone who's transparent and very collaborative.
This is a tall job. There's a lot of constituencies to deal with: the Board of Regents, faculty, university chancellors, parents, students, alumni, donors, and, of course, the state government. Is there a person who could do this kind of job? This is a tall order, right?
It is a tall order. But yes, of course, there's a person that can do this job. I think these jobs are difficult, right? And I think it is imperative that person understands how to be collaborative, right? And understands higher education. I think it is a difficult job, but I think a leader that just understands, just to build some consensus and have collaboration and be transformative, those are really ideal qualities for a candidate.
People may have been watching the headlines over the last few months and hearing some of the back and forth, but may not understand a very basic question. What is the job? What does the president of the system actually do?
Well, we have 13 universities in this state, and they are extremely important to the state. They are the economic of the engine of the state. They bring in billions of dollars, and our main purpose is to educate our state, right? Educate the people in this state. And the president oversees the 13 universities and works with the board to make sure that we have the highest quality product out there, that our students have success, that our businesses and partnerships are well established with our campuses. And it is a big role. And to meet with the political leaders of the state, business leaders of the state, faculty, students, staff, and we all understand the importance of how our universities provide so much to the state, and the president really ensures the success of our campuses and universities.
I gave a long list of stakeholders there with an interest in who gets this job. What kind of things do you do in this process to make sure their concerns are met, their desires are heard, at least in this process?
Well, the committee itself is a start, right? We have 25 members on this committee representing 13 universities plus businesses, partnerships with community leaders. And that's why the committee is large, to take into consideration how we collaborate with the state. And that is really essential. We're going to have hearing from public forums, and there's going to be very many ways for the public to have input, ask questions, hear from the candidates themselves. And it's very important for the search that we have complete transparency as we go forward and continue to collaborate with the people of the state from all factions.
We have an interim director or interim president, UW-Superior Chancellor Renee Wachter. Can you talk a little bit about the decision to hire that particular chancellor?
This decision was made with a lot of thought and care. It was very, very important to the board to place someone in that role that understands the universities and understands the people of the universities, the students, the staff, and faculty, and everyone, including our stakeholders, right? And we picked Chancellor Wachter, now Interim President Wachter. She is the longest-serving chancellor in the system. She is extremely knowledgeable about the institutions. She is very well respected among her colleagues, as well as the people in the state, legislators and people here at the system. And we're really excited. We're really focused on the future and really looking forward to her stepping into the role.
People might look at that and say, hey, UW-Superior, it's an important institution here, but it's a campus of, I think, less than 3,000 students. The system serves 165,000 students. This is just a very different scale of a job.
That's right. Her campus is small but very mighty. But her knowledge of this system and the universities and the campus and how well-respected she is going to bring so much focus and depth for transforming the future of the system. And we are really looking forward to her to be in this role. And as I said, she's extremely well-respected by every constituency that I've spoken to. So we're excited for her to start.
We're talking about the search for the next president of the Universities of Wisconsin with Amy Bogost, head of the UW Board of Regents, in charge of this search. I want to look at now the previous president of the system, Jay Rothman, asked to retire, ultimately fired over a month ago. A lot of questions raised about what led to that decision. Can you tell us a little more about what led the Regents ultimately to vote, with the understanding that there are some confidentiality issues with him as an employee? But I think people want to know more about why he was dismissed.
Well, I can tell you that it was a unanimous vote. The Board of Regents, this was not an easy decision. It was a unanimous decision, and we are moving forward and very future focused. So the board, as I said, it's a unanimous decision, and we are really looking forward and excited for the future of the universities.
Given the way lawmakers pushed back and others raised concerns, do you think the communication with the public could have been handled in a different way?
Given the sensitivity of these things, I don't think so. I think this is a highly sensitive issue. And as the message was sent out, that it was a unanimous decision of the board, and we are looking forward to moving forward, and everyone has a difference of opinion, and not afraid to share those opinions with us. So taking the fact that it was unanimous, we're looking forward to moving on.
Former President Rothman wrote in an opinion piece for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, he thought there needed to be some changes in the Regents Board. One concern he had, and I understand this was a point of contention, was that he felt the Board of Regents and the president weren't always speaking with one voice. The notion that, hey, maybe one regent might tell a lawmaker something, another might say something. Is there something to that? Is there a need for more message discipline from the Board of Regents?
I think there's a difference of opinions, and I think that's healthy. As we move forward, we are a board of 18 people, and we, as I think the message was clear about our vote being unanimous, we have all sorts of different backgrounds, but in the end, we understand our fiduciary duty to the universities and the people of the state, and we work very well together. And I've been on the board for 6 years, and it's always so impressive because in the end, we understand what our mission is. It's the fiduciary duty of the universities.
Looking ahead again at the role of the next president now, they have to have a relationship with the Board of Regents, of course, and with the chancellors of each university. What are you looking for in that next leader and how they relate to the people leading very different campuses, in some cases with differing missions?
That is a very good question. And I think that the next leader we'll have to understand that every university in our system is different and brings different values, different assets to the state. And dealing with them, I think the person will have a very high emotional intelligence in how to deal with all sorts of leaders, not just chancellors, but understand what our mission is. And that's to serve the students, to serve these universities in the best possible way. And that is to be transparent and collaborative.
Another relationship is with the state legislature and the governor. We don't know who those leaders are going to be come next year. There are two poles here. The president has to have a good working relationship because these are the agencies that control the university budget in large part. But I think there's a sense that people worry that a leader of the university might roll over and be bullied by the legislature in differences of opinion. What are you looking for in that relationship?
Well, it's important for the new leader to understand the politics of the state, no matter what those politics are. It is also important to understand higher education and what is necessary for our campuses and the people on those on the campuses. And I think it's imperative that we know that we have to be transparent with the state and the people of the state. So it's a balance, right? It's a balance that our mission is to educate and our mission is to higher education, but it's also we have a duty to be transparent and collaborative with the state and the state budget, the governor and the legislature. And whoever the new leader is has to understand that balance and serve the mission and make sure that's at the forefront of every dialogue they have with the legislature going forward.
A challenge facing higher education all over the country.
Absolutely.
A demographic change now with fewer people being born and fewer people going to college. How do you see the system navigating that? And I'm thinking especially the smaller campuses.
Right. And I think it's interesting that that topic of a demographic cliff, this is something that's not been a surprise. I mean, right, we have a census that we've been counting for decades. So that's not a surprise. It's not a shock. And I think that we have a real opportunity here. There are, you know, it's been said over 800,000 people that have sometimes a degree but do not have a degree. There are veterans. There are people that, you know, older that want to have finish their degree. We would love to have this take this opportunity to get even more people into our universities. It is an opportunity to really give these people a boost up. And, you know, whether they have a job now and they want to improve their status, the universities welcome them, and we're trying to become more nimble to bring more people in. And we're excited for the opportunity because I think we can grow the universities.
Another cutting-edge issue, and this is something actually brought up by fellow Regent Tim Nixon, saying artificial intelligence is an issue. They want to see the University of Wisconsin president set guidelines on, take some action on. What do you see as the role of the system president in helping the individual campuses navigate this changing AI landscape?
Well, I think it is another opportunity because AI right now is critical. It's a pretty important time for us in education. And I think now more than ever, the president can assist in bringing in more students because what's needed is more critical thinkers for AI. We need to train people to understand what AI is and how to approach it. And with that, we must be graduating people that have critical thinking skills to understand what AI is and how to bring the best out in everywhere in the state with AI. So as far as guidelines, I think it's important that we understand it is changing rapidly. For us to have a set policy in AI right now would, you know, wouldn't work, and it would be irresponsible because things are changing so quickly. Of course, there are guardrails that I know the state has instituted and are instituting, but it's a constant. We are looking at this constantly to look at the change and what can we do to best support our universities. And that's what the new president will have to do as well.
Finally, one of the biggest changes in recent years in the UW system is the merger and then in many cases the closure of two-year campuses. And I've talked to people in some of the affected communities. They feel kind of abandoned by the system. What would you say to them to say, hey, we are still doing our best to serve you even though those buildings, that campus is closed?
Right. It's an unfortunate situation, but we did our best when it did happen to support those students and ask them to continue their education at one of our other universities that was convenient for them. And we've done our best to support those people as best as we can under the circumstances.
Regent Bogost, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Amy Bogost is president of the Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents. We've been talking about the future of UW and the quest to hire a new system president.